Hi again, everybody, and welcome to Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com. I'm Dan Horde. He is Bengals.com editor Jeff Butch Hobson. This week, it's the final home game of the year as the Bengals host the Detroit Lions on Christmas Eve. Let's face it, Butch, this appears to be the final home game for Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis. After 15 years on the job, a coaching change appears to be on the horizon. One thing Marvin has consistently done over the years is end the home schedule on a winning note.
Yeah, you know, he's, be interesting to see how the fans will react. You know, he got this franchise, you know, he took this franchise and really got its back on its feet when he arrived in 03. Be interesting how the fans respond. I know his clubs have finished fast. I think he's 10-4 in his finales. And the Bengals on Christmas Eve, just hold on to your hats because something is going to happen. Something historical is going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be on or off the field. But it's been a significant day in Bengals history. Just 94, the first time they played on Christmas Eve, they got a first, the only time in NFL history that a kicker has kicked two field goals in the last 3 seconds to win a game. You, of course, called the great Jerome Simpson flip into the end zone, which is still and will always be, I think, a staple of NFL highlights. And off the field, they've had Forrest Gregg shock them when he left to go to Green Bay, and Sam Weishaupt left. In a little bit of haze of controversy on a that screwed up a lot of Christmas Eves in the media. So it's a significant day. I know Marvin will probably remember it for the one out in Denver, 2006. They win the game. They go to the playoffs. They look like they get into overtime, and they miss the extra point. Bad snap, wayward snap. And something will happen. Let's hope it's good.
All right, the Bengals are wrapping up the home portion of the schedule against the Lions team that is 8-6, still has an outside shot at the playoffs, but the Lions have to win out to have any chance at all. And the Bengals will go into the game with more injury problems. Now it's the offensive line. Andre Smith, the right tackle on IR, he's done for the final two games of the year. Cedric Oboehe did not practice on Wednesday, so his status for the game is iffy. They could be moving chess pieces all over the place on the offensive line on Sunday.
Could line up out there with five guards. They might have five guards on the offensive line. I'm guessing, they'll go with Clint Bowling. We'll probably go from left guard to left tackle, I would think, given the state of their roster. And, they've got the veteran Eric Winston can go to right tackle. It's just if anything happens after that, and it's a good thing you're calling the game with an offensive lineman, Horty, because I think that's going to be quite a topic. And you're talking to one of the only guys who ever played all positions in a game. They may end up, look out for Trey Hopkins. He's a versatile guy. He can play. He can play center. Can play guard. He might have to play right tackle. He can kick him out. But it's interesting that the offensive line is the topic because it's going to be the topic. It's been the topic this year. It's the topic this week. It's going to be the topic the entire offseason. So the guys who line up there, there's a shot there will be five different guys there. So Don't get too infatuated with that line on Sunday because we'll be talking about it and writing about it, and it's going to be through a lot of changes before the next kickoff.
On the flip side of the ball, the Bengals defense will be taking on Matthew Stafford, Marvin Jones, and a pretty good offensive unit for the Detroit Lions. Matthew Stafford, now the highest paid player in NFL history, $27 million a year, despite the fact that Matthew Stafford, like Andy Dalton, fortunately, still does not have a playoff win. In Matthew Stafford's case, 0 for the three times he's made it in his 8 years in the NFL.
You get the two worst running games in the NFL are going to be on display Sunday. I don't know what that's going to mean. It's got to at least help a Bengals defense that is just undermanned. I mean, it was interesting. We're talking here on Thursday. Vontaze Burfict did come out to practice. It's the first time he's practiced since he got concussed in the Pittsburgh game. It'd be hard for me to see him playing, but this Sunday. So then you're going to roll out your rookies now, and they're playing for they're looking at trying. I mean, they got some numbers they're trying to avoid. They've given up some huge numbers the last couple of games, and I know Paul Gunther has talked about having some pride, keep him out of the goal. I think they haven't given up more than 30 points in three straight games since like 1999 or something, which is in there. And it's too bad because it happened just quickly. We were just celebrating the streak that they had led the NFL with 23 straight games without allowing 30 points, and now, boom, all of a sudden, two in a row. And so it's not the same. They also don't have the same
roster that they're going to have in the offseason and going into the spring. But, you know, we'll get a chance to see some young guys, Fedulin, the Pro Bowl alternate, Geno finishing up another Pro Bowl season. And I think Jordan Evans is starting to play a little bit like they thought he was going to play.
You referenced the famous Doug Pelfrey Christmas Eve performance where he made two field goals in the last 3 seconds of a game to give the Bengals a dramatic Christmas Eve victory. He will be among the players honored at halftime on Sunday, along with my broadcast partner Dave Lapham, Bob Trumpy, and others, as the Bengals conclude the home portion of their 50th season. For Jeff Hobson and our photographer Robert Thomas, I'm Dan Hoard. Thank you for checking out Bengals Breakdown here on Bengals.com.